In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the conclusion to his first epistle, St. Peter sets forth three things to be practiced throughout the Christian life. One, humility. Two, confidence in trust in God alone. And three, watchfulness in the battle. Let's look briefly at what this means for us in these final days of Michaeltide. When the warfare is fierce and end-time stress surrounds us all. First, Christian humility is the fear of God and it is a divine command. It's not for us to either choose or reject. St. Peter exhorts those in the office of the ministry and all Christians that they remain humbly in their office or calling, gladly serving others. Of course, what gets in the way here is our pride, which looks at such humility as weakness. So our pride would instead lead us to break demands from the first table and then to have us move on to trample our neighbor in the second table. No, this is not how God would have his children live. It's his plan for us to live in true humility. Humility that is born out of a heart that acknowledges unworthiness and weakness, is terrified in the presence of God's anger, and fervently seeks grace. This is humility that flows from admitting our sinfulness to the one who is just waiting to give us forgiveness and healing, filling us with his grace, which allows us to live humbly and even show a gentle spirit toward our neighbors. And such humility finds favor with both God and man. However, this God-fearing and humble life will not be trouble-free. Far from it. Which leads to St. Peter's second point, and that is, in the midst of this earthly troubled life, we have to know where to turn. At all times, we are to place our confidence and our trust in God alone. We are to cast every care, every anxiety on the Lord who cares for us. When the world faces troubles, it looks in all the wrong places for help and solutions. But we will look very different from the world at times like these, for we will not look within or frantically look all around for help, but rather commend the whole mess, whatever it may be, to the one just waiting to take it from us. Such a prayer from us is pleasing to him. St. Peter's third point of watchfulness in the battle fits the church militant theme we hear and sing about again and again throughout all the days of Michaeltide on our way to All Saints' Tide. For as God's own child, I do not have to tell you that your God-fearing and humble life will be under constant attack by a strong and wicked enemy, one that will pursue you tirelessly and ferociously in ways custom made for you. Today, we remember three pastors whose lives were filled to overflowing with grief, suffering, sorrow, persecution. In other words, a full measure of tentatio. It is beautifully appropriate that this text is assigned on this day For these men are perfect examples of what it means to live St. Peter's 3 points. The Reverend Dr. Philip Nicolai wrote the church's chief hymn on watchfulness, "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying." And he wrote it in 1597 as an epidemic raged through the town where he was pastor, taking 1,300 lives in 1 year. He conducted hundreds of funerals and committals. And from his parsonage overlooking the graveyard, he wrote out his meditations, which he called Mirror of Joy. This is what he said. "I studied the sublime doctrine of eternal life obtained through the blood of Christ, and then day by day I wrote out my meditations, found myself, thank God, wonderfully well, comforted in heart, joyful in spirit, and truly content. Wake, awake, and O morning star, how fair and bright, come from these meditations, written under these circumstances by this humble servant." And Pastor Johann Hermann's whole ministry was during the incomprehensible horror and devastation of the 30 Years' War. In those years, he wrote hundreds of hymns that are not gloom and doom, and they don't even hint at despair. But rather, they all direct the church to place all trust and all confidence in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Hymns like, "Jesus, grant that balm and healing in your holy wounds I find." And, "Ah, holy Jesus, what law hast thou broken?" And then Pastor Paul Gerhardt responds to a lifetime of severe crosses that culminate in being removed from his pulpit for being a faithful servant. He responds by giving the church words to sing like we sang in today's hymn about where we are to turn. "Entrust your days and burdens to God's most loving hand" teaches the church how to sing the difficult, yet beautiful and comforting theology of the cross. It is good and right then today to remember these God-fearing humble men who gave us magnificent sung confessions about living in Christian humility, about where we are to cast all cares, and then how we are to be on the watch and alert here at the end.